Hey geeks!
Hey geeklings! Welcome to another edition of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I am your adorably plucky host, Em.
Adorably, wow.
That's
ego.
Right, I'm adorable.
Ego,
today.
Ego, ego. And I am your wonderful host, Kate.
And we're here to bring you your weekly geekly.
Even though it's only been about 4 days since you last heard us. Anyway.
Less so.
Or less. Our new recording schedule is fun, so thanks for sticking with us through that, guys. So not a whole ton went on in Geek this week, but we do have a new fabulous series to talk about. Please tell me you watched Agent Carter this week.
Of course.
Oh man alive, I love this show. They need to come up with a way to combine the F word and love. Flub. I flub this show. It's funny, I don't usually take notes. Not usually note taker. But
I hear pages rustling.
It's not, and that was actually feet. But
I hear feet rustling.
I hear feet rustling as Kate gets comfortable. There were a lot of things that I really loved about this episode and things that I'm starting to notice that I'm not gonna say now that I'm not focusing on the story, because I'm still like, I love a good story, and Peggy Carter is a great story. So far, these three episodes have been great stories. And I am invested in the story, but there are things that I'm starting to notice now that we're on to, you know, our third hour and second week of watching that are interesting. Like, Peggy's hairstyle is different than that of the girls who are, from, like, U.S. born and bred. They're making that distinction, which I think is so cool. I also,
yes, because she's not U.S. born and bred.
Well, no, but I mean, the hairstyles of the time were a bit similar in both countries. Like, it kind of goes that way throughout the 30s and the 20s and the 40s. So just the fact that they're giving her a different hairstyle than the rest of them to make her seem just a bit out of place is awesome. I have to remark on the design of things.
This is where Kate's costuming skills really shine through.
This is where you know that Kate touches wigs on a daily basis. I also really love that the male SSR agents, while they are caricatures of certain things, like a certain kind of character, they're not necessarily idiotic and they're not stupid caricatures. Like, they have their moments, but they're not portraying them as, like, the bumbling idiots. I love that. Let's see what else did I put down here. Oh, yeah. There's spoilers, you guys. There's the moment where the SSR agents show up to Howard Stark's mansion and Peggy's hiding inside and Jarvis answers the door. And they say to him, "Did you misplace anything lately?" And he goes, "Yes, I lost a fountain pen the other day on Fifth Avenue." I laughed way too hard at that. I don't know why.
Because it's funny.
And Jarvis is the best, man. I just love it. And later on, even, like, especially when they're talking about Howard Stark, Peggy says at one point, "Mr. Stark believes brushing your teeth requires advanced technological assistance." I was like, and that becomes a trend in the Stark family. This is so fun.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the man who made Lola.
Yes. I know. It's just, oh man, I just love this show. I think it's really smartly written, and even though it took a bit of a dip in the ratings this week, I still really believe in it. So does the network. They're not pulling it, obviously.
Well, no. I mean, there's no point to pull it. Because
it's
only
eight episodes.
What's the point? And what are you going to show? Reruns? No.
No. Of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No. We're good. Thank you very much. I do enjoy Jarvis's undercover voice as well when he calls in the tip.
Yes.
I was like, where are you from? What are you doing? And then my favorite butt-kicking moment that Peggy had was when she hits the guy that's beating the crap out of her and Jarvis, she hits him in the arm with that device, mm-hmm. and she goes, "Well, that works," and then whacks him in the face with the pipe. That was my favorite. Absolutely.
I would love that.
Of course. It's sass and brute force all in one go. It's fabulous.
It's like your dream.
And then I have to say, I really like that at the very end of the episode, she finally sits down at the counter in the restaurant and says to Angie, like, "Can I tell you about my day?" I was like, aww. I just love their friendship. I liked it from the beginning. which was not very long ago.
I
But
know.
I know, I feel like it was forever ago. No, it was two
Like,
episodes.
I liked it from the beginning. It was a week ago.
Yeah, it was a week ago. Two episodes ago. I liked it, but I did like it from the start, and now I like that she's at least letting her in a little bit. I mean, there's limits to how far she can let her in. She is an SSR agent. She does have to keep up her espionage.
Just to keep up appearances, darling.
Yes. I did write. I wrote. Wait. I wrote something about the espionage in my notes. I remember writing that.
I remember writing
Oh,
down the word
yes.
espionage.
No. When Peggy's getting ready to go out, and Angie knocks on her door and comes in, and she's like, "I have half of a rhubarb pie and a bottle of schnapps," you know. I wrote down in my notes, "Angie, how dare you interrupt espionage? How dare you?"
Of course you did.
But I mean, it's a good moment because Angie gets her feelings hurt, and it's like, oh well, yeah, you kind of have to keep up appearances. And then we meet the ballerina.
I just love how you said it's a great moment because Angie gets her feelings hurt,
No.
pal.
I know it sounds like a bad thing, but
You are heartless tonight.
yeah. Well, I did watch the first episode of The Fall tonight, so there's a little bit of Heartless going on. But no, she. What I meant by that is it's just because they bring in the human factor, you know, like. Not that Peggy and Jarvis and all of them are not humans, but like they're bringing in that.
The layperson.
Yeah, I guess you can say it. But like to me, it just humanized them a bit more to see that moment between the two of them and Angie being like, "Oh, okay, fine. I get the brush off. Like I get it. I know one when I see it." And she goes to walk away. Like it just brings it back that it's not all
Not everyone has
punching.
superpowers.
Not and well, no, and that's I think, and we've had this discussion before. That's why I go toward the superheroes that I go toward. Like, I like Iron Man, I like Batman, I like Peggy, because they're human,
Humans.
who can kick butt. Black Widow, you know, they're human beings who just kick butt, or you know, have fun toys, like Iron Man, and Batman, and Batgirl, and I could list probably 10 more.
All starting with Bet.
All starting with the bat. But yeah, I don't know. I really, I mean, we knew I loved this show since inception, but finally get it. I'm trying to, I promise you geeks, I am trying with the best of my ability to look at it objectively and not just fall head over heels in love.
Too
But
late.
so far, I am head over heels in love. Just like I am with Shield. Too late.
I'm going to say that you have a thing for Marvel.
Maybe. But I like my equal, well, not an equal amount. I like an amount of DC. It's not equal.
No.
I far prefer Marvel. But I do like Arrow, I do like Batman. Trying to like more of them.
I'm tr
I'm
Wow,
not, look.
that sounded really painful for you there. I'm trying.
Well, I don't
Trying to
really
like more of them.
care for Superman.
Nobody cares for Superman. I take
But
that
like,
back. Some people really do care for Superman.
yeah.
He's not my bag.
And more power to you. If soups is your thing, cool beans, man. But he's just not. I don't know. I never really was appeal. I never found it appealing. Just like I don't really like Spider-Man. And I get ragged on for that one too.
It depends on which version of Spider-Man you're going for. Because
No.
there's one. I mean, there are so many frickin' versions, as evidenced by the fact that there's a whole Spider-Verse comic thing going on right now. But I don't know if it was the original one or somewhere along the timeline. One of the Peter Parkers, he didn't. Like, being bit by the spider didn't give him, like, web stuff shooting out of himself. He, like, made that.
I was
So
gonna
I
say, I
kinda
thought he
wonder.
made that to begin
Yeah.
with. Or did I just make that up? I mean, I've
Well,
only seen one Spider-Man movie, and I've never read a Spider-Man comic, but I just never. I don't know. I don't really like Spider-Man. Not my
I don't know,
thing.
movies don't count.
Maybe that's why I don't like Spider-Man, because of the movie.
I do have to say, though, that is one of the movies that you can put on with children in the room.
Yes.
Whereas some
So
of the.
is the first and third Back to the Future.
Well, yes, but I'm saying with a lot of superhero movies that are coming out nowadays, they're a little too scary for young children.
Agreed, agreed, yeah.
Whereas, I think it was Thanksgiving or something. I was home for some holiday, and my nieces were over, and they're 8 and 4, 3 and 7. I can't remember how old they were at the time.
Oh my gosh.
What?
They're maybe 8 and 4.
Well, I'm trying to think of how old they were when we were watching it. So either 8 and 4 and 3 or 3 and 7, and whatever we had been watching was over, so I'm just kind of throwing that on because I'm getting the little one into Batman.
Well done.
And other assorted superheroes. I really want to get her into Deadpool, but she's not old enough yet.
Got a few years on
you
Deadpool.
You can't even show her some of the pictures of Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool.
You know, which reminds me, I was wearing Deadpool socks today because I'm cool like that.
I just pulled mine out of the laundry.
Oh, these are new.
Oh.
I got new Deadpool socks for Christmas that I was wearing.
Fancy.
So I was wearing those, and I had on my Batgirl t-shirt.
You were just comic booked up, girl.
I know. Not as bad as yesterday, though, when I had Gambit and Rogue's leggings on.
I wore my S.H.I.E.L.D. t-shirt that I bought at New York Comic Con to work one night, all in black, just wearing my S.H.I.E.L.D. t-shirt, which the S.H.I.E.L.D. is in white. And
good
I
job.
Walked into our lead actress's dressing room to put on her wig, and she goes, awesome shirt! And I was like, we're gonna be friends.
We'll be friends now. Yeah, no, I might be taking the words business casual a little too loosely, but I haven't gotten yelled at yet, so we're okay.
You're good.
We're good. That was a lovely little tangent. All right, back to TV.
So,
guys, I'm gonna apologize. Neither one of us watched Gotham this week.
Sorry.
Mostly because we were recording our little mini show on Monday.
Yeah, we recorded our little one on Monday, and my hours are so messed up that I have to catch up on TV during the day because I'm working until about 11. So, we're sorry.
So that's why we're a little punchy right now.
It is 1:30 in the morning.
We are recording for you folks in the wee hours.
Because, you know, I have a good co-host.
Really wanted to say wee hours. Yes, it was getting close to being an issue.
Very close.
Only because at some point I was like, all right, I really want to take a nap now. I don't have enough time to take a nap and get up and do the show.
I was
a soldier through.
We're going to do it. So yeah, neither one of us watched Gotham. But one of our favorites came back. Sci-Fi has released the 8th season. Well, not released, premiered the 8th season of Face Off.
And they're doing it a little differently.
A little differently. And they kept saying that, like, it'll be a Face Off like you've never seen. And we kept saying, well, how are you going to do that? Like, what have we not seen?
Every premiere.
And they really mean it this time around. It's kind of cool.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I'm curious to see how it's going to go. However, and I didn't get to watch the entire episode. Did we get to a point where Michael Westmore showed up?
Yes, he did.
Okay. I was a little worried when they announced these three champs were going to be their coaches, because I was worried that we were not going to have Michael Westmore coaching.
No, he was still there, and he was okay. Still brutal with his responses, and I was like, yes!
Listen, the man invented the Borg. He can be as brutal as he wants.
Excuse me. But somebody actually said the thing that I've been saying for all of Face Off since Michael Westmore has been one of the, like, mentors.
Which is?
Has he done it since the beginning? I don't think he's done
since, it. I think he's been there since Inception. As long as Mackenzie's been there, he's been there.
Okay. I thought he came along, like...
No, I'm pretty sure he was, like, an integral part, just because he's...
The Westmore.
He's Michael Westmore. He invented every alien species on Star Trek. He invented the Borg. The end. He created the Borg Queen who scared the crap out of my 11-year-old self.
Anywho, so he came in and he was telling someone, they were like, if there's one thing I've learned from watching Face Off, it's you always do what Michael Westmore tells you.
Ding!
And I was like, thanks. There seems to be, I mean, it is what happens when a show has been on the air for a while, but there seems to be a lot of people who were fans of the show.
Who are now coming on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Which is pretty cool.
We have the standard several people who are doing this for a family member who has some sort of terrible disease. Guys, I'm so over that.
Don't want to sound like we're heartless. Like, cool, you're doing it for whoever you're
No,
doing
I
it
am
for.
heartless. It's totally fine. It's 1:30 in the morning. I can be heartless.
You are a heartless witch.
I'm a terrible human being. We've established this. But my problem is, it's fine that that is a thing, but I hate that all reality shows feel the need to, like, showcase that.
Well, they have to grab the hearts of their viewers.
Yeah, no, it's made me even more cynical. It's made me even want to be like, I don't want you to win now because I'm tired of people using this trope on me.
You are horrible.
Valid.
So anyway, in case you didn't catch it, this season of Face Off, we have three champs who came back, and they are going to mentor five. Each get five?
They each have five, yes.
They're going to mentor five artists. When one of their mentees wins, they win. If all of their mentees get kicked off, they get kicked off.
I just like the word mentee.
Mentee.
I don't think it's a word, but I'm going to use it now.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well,
guys, is mentee a word? Email us, tweet us, let us know. Is mentee a word? I think it is.
Weigh in on this, folks. Anywho, my problem with it, though... And although they kick the mentors out after a certain amount of time, after part of day one, they kick them out because it's still their competition. I was like, I kind of not sure that I like the mentor thing though, because it seems like, I don't know, like I want to see what these people can do on their own.
Well, and I think they're really doing the mentor thing just to do something different.
Right.
Which is fine.
I feel like it's a cheat.
I don't know if I feel like it's a cheat. I feel like it's giving them a little bit of a leg up.
That's why it's a cheat.
And I wouldn't call it a cheat. They're not cheating. They're not...
You say...
Tomato, you
say cheat.
Tomato?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I say
yeah.
Cheat, you say chait. It's fine.
Chait?
I don't know.
That's, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Next time I'll have my A game.
Anyway, that's the way this season of Face Off's going to go so far. We didn't have any winner or loser or anybody getting kicked off this week.
No, because they threw in a surprise challenge, as they do. Interestingly enough, though, the mentors didn't know about the twist either. So they all show up and they're like, what the hell is going on? And Anthony, I love Anthony. I've always loved Anthony. Little Anthony's going. The mentors don't know what this is either. We're all like, what's happening?
They all thought they were in for like an easy ride. And here they are going, we don't even know what's going on. Wait.
What's happening here? The mentors they brought back were Race, Laura, and Anthony. All of whom I really like. Yes. I could take or leave Laura.
See, I always really loved her work. I was very happy when she won.
I was not happy when she won, just because I felt like I wanted one of the other two to win.
Yeah, you were rooting for a team there.
I was. However, I don't dislike her, so it's not like I'm like, oh, she's back. I'm like, this chick is making a career out of Face Off, though.
She worked on Mockingjay.
Yes, I saw.
V. Neal has a wonderful way of using even not always the winners. Like, she uses the talent.
Ups, yep.
Yeah, but she'll take a look at their talent and what they have done in the show and go, yes, I want you on this project with me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have, I believe Roy's worked on Hunger Games as well.
Roy should always be employed.
But Roy, I think she uses Roy because he's an excellent fabricator.
Yes.
Which is like when they did the judges challenge, she brought him back to be her fabricator because she was like, no, I need Roy.
Yes.
So V has a wonderful way of recognizing talent where it's due, and she will give them an opportunity, which is pretty, pretty cool. I always have liked V. Neal. She's pretty awesome. Was it you that texted us the picture of her working on the penguin?
I did.
Yeah. That was a cool picture. It's like V circa the 1990s.
I think it's...
The 80s? Was it 80s?
I think it's like 80s.
She does have that 80s hair going on.
7, 89, something like that.
The 80s hair and the 80s nails.
it was classy, folks.
Real classy. Pretty cool picture, though. It was neat to see her working on something that we watched as kids. Well, I watched as kids.
We watch just kids, it's fine.
Okay. You know, we don't watch the same movies. I don't want to get into another.
You just don't watch the right movies. It's okay, sweetie.
Oh God, here we go. Anyway, aside from Face Off, you watched a couple of fun things this week.
I don't know if fun is the correct word. So,
Yeah.
guys, I have been waiting for like a year and a half for eye candy to be a thing.
To be a thing.
To be a thing, because it's, oh, it was so terrible in its early stages. So bad. And then they decided to pick it up, but rewrite the whole thing and almost completely recast it. Why you wouldn't do that before you decide to give it a go ahead is beyond me, but whatever. MTV is trying to do the whole scripted drama thing, which I will say, when they first started out, they had off. Well, that wasn't the first. The first one they had any success with was Awkward, and the first season of that was amazing. I'm sure Kate recalls I was super obsessed with it.
Yes, you were.
I was, but then the second season went downhill and it all just snowballed and became a mess. And they're in their final season this year, so if you're still watching, somebody let me know what happens. I'd like the Cliff Notes version, please.
I remember watching a couple of episodes of at the
Oh, the
beginning of
first season
Awkward.
was so good.
I don't remember much about
So
it.
good. Don't worry, I have it on DVD. You can come over and watch it.
Isn't, wait, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the chick who was in Awkward playing the chick on, what is that, Suburbia?
No,
Suburgatory?
it is not her.
Okay. Suburbia. Oh, bad TV fan.
Suburbia was a small Jonathan Larson musical.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, wait, I think I remember that. No,
Yes, it was her.
Suburgatory. And the only
Wait.
reason I even watched an episode of Suburgatory is because
Alan
Alan
Tudyk.
Tudyk was on it.
Alan Tudyk.
Oh,
See?
Alan
Gotcha.
Tudyk.
Anywho, they are now trying their hand at a crime drama. Da-na-na.
MTV?
Yes, with their
Ugh.
new series, Eye Candy, based off the book by R.L. Stine. Yep, folks, that R.L. Stine, the one who gave you goosebumps when you were a kid. And, you know, it's still a hot mess.
Putting it lightly.
I might be watching it as a hate watch show for a little while. I know you're not supposed to do that, but that way I keep
You
people
really
employed.
shouldn't.
But that way I keep people employed. It's just, tonally, there are so many things that are kind of off, and a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. I mean, it's basically about this stalker, which there's the interesting technique that you see things through his POV and hear his narration, but you never see the guy. Which, you see him as like a silhouetted figure at some point, but not, you know, we never see him, which is different from most TV shows, I would say.
Okay.
So, interesting concept there. However, he goes off and off about how people lie and they're imperfect and ugly and blah blah, but everyone on the show is beautiful.
Course, it's MTV.
That's step one. Step two, it begins with our lead character's sister being abducted right in front of her eyes.
By aliens?
No,
Then I'm not
by
interested.
humans. By humans, but wait, here's why this doesn't work. I mean, there are many reasons why the show doesn't work for me, but this was like the number one, like already in the first 5 minutes, I was like calling shenanigans. So she and her sister are going to the drive-thru to pick up food. Her sister has to use the restroom, so she gets out and goes in, and then the sister comes back out, and she's waiting by this pole for Lindy, the main character, to drive the car up because she can't get through. Because this is apparently the dumbest built drive-through in all of creation. Because you know how most drive-throughs have parking lots to the side of them, so you can go around cars and stuff? No, this you're stuck between the wall and a dumpster. So first of all, nothing is designed like that.
Real life is not designed like this.
Nothing is designed like that. That's just poor planning. You wouldn't do that. It doesn't make sense monetarily to have that. So, there's also got to be some sort of fire hazard. Anywho, So the sister is waiting by this pole, and somebody comes up behind her in a van and is going to pull her into the van. Now, Sister Deer is holding on to the pole and screaming for several moments. This is not a quick, like, she's in front of the van, gets pulled in, and it drives away. Our main character tries to get open her door. Of course, she can't open it because she's stuck in the alleyway from hell, which wouldn't exist in real life. So her only option, because there are like three cars in front of her and cars behind her, mind you, it's also pouring rain because we have to get the pouring rain for cinematography. Her only option is to climb out her window, fall between the building and the car, which there really, if she can't open her door, shouldn't be enough room for her to fall. And then, in the pouring rain, still screaming for her sister, climb over everyone else's vehicle. Her sister gets kidnapped anyway. But here's where the shenanigans come in. You mean to tell me that nobody in that restaurant or in the three or four cars in front of her get out to do something? Now, I'm not saying everyone's a hero, but with that number of people and the amount of time it took, and let's just say someone going, I don't want this biatch climbing on the roof of my car anymore. Nobody gets out.
Clearly, they were not in West Philly.
Not only that, but like, okay, so maybe people are slow to react and they don't get out when this thing is happening because, you know, we may be watching it in several minutes. Maybe it only took a couple seconds. It took several minutes. This is poor planning on their part. But she's climbing on cars and nobody in the cars gets out. Like, even after the van has pulled away with the sister, nobody's like, what happened? Why are you on my car? None of that. Then we cut to 3 years later because no one wants to deal with any of this. She's now has this website to help find missing people because she hasn't found her sister apparently. But she's also being monitored by the police with an ankle bracelet. And nobody seems to notice she's working in a company with all these servers, or that she has this website that she's on all the time to help find missing people, until after she gets the device removed. Shenanigans. Two. Really, I could nitpick the whole thing and just tear it apart, but it is, guys, it is a, it is sewage to behold. I'm not
It's
gonna lie.
sewage.
I maybe hate watching for a couple episodes, and if I get home on time, they may be live tweeted. Please join in and let me know what you think if you actually enjoy this show. Swear, no judgies. I just want to know. I know I'm not the intended audience, so it's fine, but like, really? Really? She talks to herself at one point when she's like, So the stalker, somehow she meets him when she's on Flirtual Tinder. And they figure it out, it's one of these three guys. So she decides, in order to find out which one, because she thinks someone is stalking and killing people, she's gonna have to date them all. Head desk.
I had desked 10 minutes ago.
At some point, and that was just the opening, at some point though, she gets like these texts from this guy being like, you know, blah, blah, and she starts seeing that she's being watched, and she figures out she's being watched. And instead of immediately covering up the camera on her computer, she says first, someone is watching me, and then goes to cover it up. She says this to herself, alone in the apartment.
Don't they all talk to themselves?
Listen, occasionally we talk to
Listen,
ourselves.
if it happens in novels, it can happen on TV.
But, and again, occasionally people talk to themselves. It's fine. But it just, to me, seems that if you know someone is watching you, you don't want to say, someone is watching me out loud. Your reaction is going to be to cover up how they are watching you first. And then the roommate gets home, and I swear to you, the actual line of dialogue is, what's wrong? You look totally violated.
Ew. Oh, that new.
So guys, please write in with your opinions on eye candy. Let's discuss.
Please.
I don't want to spoil the major events that happen. in the pilot.
Oh my word.
I want you to enjoy. To soak it in.
You know, there's enough junk food TV on the CW.
It's not even that. It's totally really off. They have these really awkward, dramatic, slow motion points. Like when discovering a body, everything all of a sudden, like, so the serial killer, you see the killer kill one person. Not anyone related to the main bulk of our story, really, but you see him kill someone because she has crooked teeth, so she's a liar and unperfect. Got it. Cool. And then, at some point, there has to be, like, the discovery of the body, but no one really discovers the body. They just start showing these children playing soccer, and then, oh no, the ball gets kicked under this overpass. And then sitting there, but we have to do this all in very slow motion. He's like the dead body. And then we cut, and we never speak of it again.
And there you're really making me want to watch this.
There was a couple other like moments of like, see, of course, during the abduction scene, and then again during another pivotal, which I won't reveal scene, where everything gets done in slow motion. And it's like, guys, this is not... I don't even want to say CSI. I'm not sure what this is.
CSI doesn't do that, as far as I know.
No, they do. CSI does the quick, like, Insta views, like, zoom in on this heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of who does the dramatic slow motion.
Dramatic slow motion.
Somebody does, I'm sure they do it on some show. I've seen this many a times before. It's just sort of like, okay, you just need to... You can't have the quippy banter and then all of a sudden go into dramatic slow-mo for no real reason. You look violated.
That's the worst line I've ever heard. You look totally violated. Oh my goodness. Get out.
Also, the best friend owns a club, which apparently in order to get into, you have to walk into a florist shop, go to the cooler in the back, I kid you not, and just, like, pull away some vines to walk through to the club. I really hope there's another entrance to this place.
Fire exits.
That was a thing. All right, but you also watched some new TV.
So, in case y'all didn't know, I love this series, Lucy, called The Fall, which I've talked about previously.
I would say you're rather obsessed with it. Go on.
Listen.
Listen, you have a bumper sticker. You get to that obsession. When you have a bumper sticker for a BBC show that is not Doctor Who or Sherlock, that qualifies as an obsession.
But nobody gets it, which is the fun part. I do have a bumper sticker, you guys. It says, "What would Stella do?" I got it at Comic-Con last year, New York Comic-Con last year, because Gillian Anderson was selling them for
Return. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm still thinking that, you know, this past October was this year. It's not. Yes, it was 2 New York Comic-Cons ago. Yeah. I bought it because Gillian was selling it as part of one of her charities, and it resides on Patrice.
Which is the name of her car.
Which is my car. My crappy car. But anyway, if you have a bumper sticker.
Qualifies as obsession. Go. Wow. Tell us all about The Fall.
I can't believe you did that. Anyway, so series 2 of The Fall dropped today on Netflix. And I got the chance to watch episode 1 while I was at work tonight, which sounds like I was doing something wrong. I wasn't, I promise. And I am forever blown away by this show. If you guys watched series 1, the amount of tension that it ended with is exactly what it picked up with.
Oh snap.
And you, just when you think you're starting to figure out Stella Gibson, 4 more questions show up. She is an enigma and incredibly hard to figure out, which I think is kind of the appeal of the show. But I don't want to spoil anything for those of you who are going to jump into the series new, or if you haven't watched any of series 2 yet, I don't want to screw it up for you. All I'm going to tell you is we find out something about Stella in the first 5 minutes of the episode that kind of make you go, oh, and it raises about 8 more questions that makes you go, and now I have to watch the rest of it. And I didn't have time to sit there and watch 6 episodes of The Fall.
Six? That's nothing. Wait till Daredevil drops. You're not going to see me.
Well, that's the other thing I'm going to warn you all about. Don't binge it too hard, because it is only six episodes, and it took a little bit more than a year to get Series 2. So, and I don't know if there's going to be a Series 3. I don't know how it ends, so I'm not sure if we're getting another series.
So perhaps you should savor it, folks.
Yeah, how about we try to savor this one and don't binge it like we all do Orange is the New Black. Huh? How about that? I do have a friend who binge-watched, and I don't know, well, we have a friend who tried to binge-watch it too, but she quit doing that. I have a friend who binge-watched this season of Hannibal.
Oh, Lord.
He got to the finale tonight, and he texted me with the same words I believe I was screaming at the TV when I watched it. So now he's completely obsessed, and as soon as he was done with that, I was like, now go watch The Fall.
Do it now.
Now go watch The Fall. Speaking of Hannibal, you guys, it was announced today, it was announced by the network chair, that we will not be getting Hannibal until the summer. So the last
season... Is that different from what it was in previous years? I'm sorry,
yep.
I am not a Hannibal.
It was
I'm
a mid...
I'm not a Hannibal?
You're not a Hannibal. We'll work on that. Maybe not. Anyway. No, previously it's been a mid-season drop. So we've been getting it in about February. And it will bleed into the summer. It'll bleed to about June. So now, apparently last season didn't have as good a ratings as they would have liked. So they're going to try it for summer TV where it's not up against as much. However, I mean, its time slot was always 10 o'clock. Which is an hour where parents are probably falling asleep and children are not watching this show. I hope to God children are not watching this show. But...
You know what?
Yes?
Children know a lot of things that I don't know that I appreciate them knowing. I mean, I found up on our Instagram today, I posted it was, you know, it was Friday, or rather yesterday. It was Friday, so I was doing Cosplay Fridays, and I found the most adorable little kids dressed up as Sam and Dean from Supernatural, and after I posted it, I was like, they're so cute! I was like, I don't really think they're old enough to be watching the show, though, but...
Supernatural, I will give...
Especially the first season, that's the first season.
Well, the first season,
me.
Yeah, the first, like, 3 years of that show were pretty awesome. But no, Hannibal is not something some adults can watch, so I really don't think that children should be watching it.
Yes,
so,
but also, at 10 o'clock, the older crowd is falling asleep, and the younger, not children, but younger crowd is either still out or just going out.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a rough time slot. I don't know what time slot they're putting it in. They haven't even told us what its premiere date is. We are getting a season 3. They've been filming, I'm not going to tell you where, because that'll spoil some stuff. They've been filming, so it's coming, it's just, we're not getting it until the summer, which my little Hannibal heart is a little sad about, but at the same time, I'll take any Hannibal whenever I can get it, so bring it.
It's on.
Speaking
of release dates, you may not have one, but I do.
Yes, you do.
Which is now coming to Yahoo Screens, which I don't really know how that works. So we're going to have to do some investigating on that. They are returning this season, starting on St. Patrick's Day.
What a good day to start.
I feel like tomfoolery will ensue, and I'm very excited.
It probably will. You lucky duck. You have a release date.
Oh, I don't. I'm missing half my cast, but I have a release date.
You know, you gotta take it where you can get.
That's true.
You do have to take it where you can get.
Fake it until you make it and take what you can get.
And take what you can get.
Your boyfriend.
I can't call him that anymore. He's married.
So, your boyfriend. There's a lot of news this week regarding your boyfriend.
Yeah, news that I haven't had a chance to look at, actually.
All right, fine. I will take over. When I say your boyfriend, I am referring to
Zach Levi.
Who Kate loves. He's Kate loved and mother approved.
He was mom approved.
he is going to appear in an episode of Deadbeat Season 2 on Hulu. Now I know what you're all thinking. What the hell is Deadbeat?
I was just thinking that, I promise.
Well, and then Kate's other question will be, and why are you talking about it? Aside from the fact that it's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
I'm saying, well, I said you were asking.
Okay.
Why are you talking
about
it?
Listen, we
I had to change the verb.
We already share one. We can't share another.
No, I know. This one's all you. I was trying to channel my inner Kate, and it wasn't working out.
Was she sassy and bitter?
Just like your inner elf.
Stop it. Anyway.
That's bitter, and I love her.
Anyway.
She's the bee's knees. Anywho, what is Deadbeat? Well, Deadbeat is a Netflix... Oh, sorry, a Hulu original program starring Tyler Labine.
Nuh-uh.
My feelings about Tyler Labine. I'm very close. I'm very close to getting a Hulu Plus account just to watch this stupid show. For Tyler Labine, and now for your boyfriend. And here's the best part. Do you know what role he will be playing, Kate? No, you do not, because you did not read the link yet. He will be playing Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yep.
I'm there.
Marinate on that.
Oh, there's no marinating. I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
You. And continuing on your boyfriend's lovely employment.
Heroes. Well, Heroes Reborn.
He's going to play a key role in Heroes Reborn, the miniseries.
You know, I didn't watch any of the original Heroes. I remember my mom really digging it.
I remember the boy loving the first few seasons and him being like, what happened? I just never got into it. I don't know.
Wasn't Zach Quinto in that?
It was Zachary Quinto in Hayden Panettiere.
Hell, man, no way.
And I'm trying to think, there was like one or two other people. You know what? I don't have to think anymore. You know why, folks? Because this is the age of the internet.
IMDb exists. Oh, I can... man. You know who was on that show for a very short stint?
Who?
Stana Katic.
Of course she was.
She played a chick who could, like, surf the internet with her brain or something.
She
some
was
sort
a
of
villain,
Wi-Fi.
Was a chick?
I don't know. I don't remember. I never watched it. I just know that she appeared on there once upon a time. But like I say, my mother really digged it. My mother really dug it.
Allie Larder was on it.
Apparently, though, this continuation will be 13 episodes.
A 13-episode miniseries? That's not a miniseries.
Wait. Yes, NBC's 13-episode continuation of Heroes, which ran from 2006 to 2010.
Kristen Bell was on it.
Really?
So, Anna of Arendelle.
Yeah, Anna of Arendelle. Nifty, nifty, nifty.
George Takei.
Oh, my dude. I love George Takei. He's awesome.
Also the guy I love whose name I can't pronounce. You know who I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I don't.
You don't? It's like Zelechko Ivanic. I'm butchering that, folks. I'm so sorry. He's one of those guys. He's done a ton of things.
He should have been in that documentary, that guy in that thing.
He was on Hannibal, Kate.
Who did he play on Hannibal?
I'm looking that up right now.
Guys, this is the moment in the show where we go off topic completely.
We're not off topic. We were talking about Heroes Reborn. Oh, I take it back. He was in the movie Hannibal. Don't think me
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes. Yeah.
Still Hannibal.
He was on Suits as Eric Woodall.
Mm, don't remember that.
Revolution.
Who in Revolution?
Dr. Calvin Horn.
Yeah, I watched that show for like 5 minutes.
Yes, I know. He was in season 2. That's not helpful to you.
No. Thinking about season 1.
Get past the
Charlie!
Charlie always having to be saved by a man.
Come on, man. You, like, cut your demographic in half with that chick. Anyway, we're not going to go off on that tangent.
That Oh, that was so sad, though. I was so ready to
I
love that
know.
show.
I was too. Cool idea. They just messed up the lead female character.
They also
Womp womp.
changed things from the original pilot, and the original pilot was so much better.
I
This is where
remember.
M becomes a TV snob. I'm sorry. Sometimes I see things and I'm like, that was amazing, and then it gets changed and I'm like, less amazing.
You're a TV snob. I'm a film snob. It's okay. I'm a little
Yeah.
bit of a TV snob too, though, if we're honest.
Well, yes, but I tend to do the like, well, I saw this and it was better.
Like the Wonder Woman pilot?
The what?
The Wonder Woman pilot.
No one will ever say that was better than anything. That was a great big pile. However, it did have Adrian Pilecki and
Yep.
Adriana. Is it Adriana or Adrian?
I think it's Adrian.
It's Adrian, I was right. Adrian Pilecki and Pedro Pascal. So, I mean, that was a win-win. The Viper.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well,
Pre-Viper. That was
so
pre-Vipe.
back to the point, Zach Levi will be in Heroes Reborn. Did they give us a release date for this or even a filming date?
Who knows?
There's a 30-second teaser in the link that we'll put up for you guys. It apparently ran during the Winter Olympics last year.
Yeah, but again, not so into the heroes, so.
I didn't pay it any mind. I remember vaguely remember it being on TV. Like I said, I remember the mom watching it, but like it was on while I was in college, so. And I was a theater major, guys. There wasn't a lot of TV watching going on. The fact that I watched Castle when it first aired was a big deal. So it was not at a time in my life where I was doing a lot of TV watching. But you know, so Zach Levi returning to some stuff. Cool, bring him back, put him on TV. I love it.
I would like him back on Broadway, please and thank you.
Oh, please and thank you, and if we could get to see him this time, that'd be cool.
Extra please and thank you.
Extra please and thank you, yes.
Pretty please. The physical appearance of the please makes no difference.
Wow, we're goofy. This is what happens when we record in the wee hours of the morning, you guys.
True. All right, so let's move on to comics. A bunch of stuff came out this week. What is your pick of
Indeed.
the week?
My pick of the week is not on this list. My pick of the week, did not know it existed until I went to the comic book store to pick up my comics, and one of my friends goes, "Did you get Operation Sin?" And I looked at him sideways and I was like, "What is that?" And he goes, "It's."
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to pick that up this week.
Yeah.
I am awful. I had it in my. They talked about it at the Marvel, Couple Joe at New York Comic Con,
Yes.
and I totally forgot to get it.
But it's pretty much the Peggy Carter pilot in comic book form. Pretty awesome. The only odd choice that they made is that Peggy is blonde, which I thought was a little bit of an odd
Sharon.
choice. Huh?
So she's Sharon.
Yeah, basically. But it's fun read. I like how they drew. I like the artwork. I like the story. It was a good time. Other than that, Angel of Asgard number 2 also came out this week. That series is awesome. If you're not reading it, you totally should, especially if you like female-centric comic books, like I'm digging lately. She's pretty awesome. And I believe Shield number 1. No, that was 2 weeks ago. A couple weeks
No,
ago.
show number two came out this week.
Yes, there you go. Shield number 2 came out this
With
week.
Ms. Marvel. Although, I'm slightly confused. Bear with me. So, Marvel has always been really good about cross-marketing and continuity between film and comics and that kind of stuff, and certain things established in films are carried out throughout the comics and vice versa. I'm not really sure how that's working with Shield.
Touche.
We sort of get a lot of, we get the characters from the show, and some things are definitely like spot on to that, but then there's other things that are just a little like, okay.
I think maybe it's because while Shield is in the same universe as the Avengers and all those films, Shield is a standalone agency that kind of stands in the background in all of those films, and now we're getting a peek into that background.
Right, but I'm talking about it's not within continuity with the show.
Comic book wise, or
comic book wise, the comics in the show, they're vast.
I have not had a chance to crack it, so
okay,
I.
Okay, so first of all, the one that you can almost overlook a little bit is, but not so much, is Marina Hill is head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Huh.
She's director, which I understand possibly doing that to, you know, make Phil more of a field operative, but it seems that's like the one glaring discrepancy in the first one. And then this one, it was just little things, like with the way Jenna handles her family. Like, I thought she's been in the paper for doing things at S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy, so I thought it was, you know, well known, but in the second issue of the comic, it's apparently a secret from her parents. So I'm just sort of confused on if it's an alternate timeline or how this is working in, and only because Marvel is so good about cross-continuing stories and such.
Yeah, I wish I could answer that for you, girl.
Like, if this was DC, I'd be like, oh, it's just a thing.
Well, that's because how DC has always operated. You're right. That's a really odd for it to be out of continuity like that. So
no, I can understand also you wanting not to have... I was going to say I can understand not wanting to have Phil as director, but then you could use Fury, but then there's the whole Fury dead thing, so... I don't know.
If you guys know the answer to that, please fill us in. Or if you have a theory on why that is. We like theories. My friend who just finished going through Hannibal and I were swapping theories tonight. We like theories, guys, so bring it. If you have a theory about this. Or if you really do know. We're curious.
Knowledge is also important to us.
Knowledge is also, yeah. We like facts as well.
Alright, I would say my pick from this week is probably gonna have to go with Batgirl, because it's Batgirl. I wore my Batgirl shirt today. See, supportive.
Batgirl is the shiznit.
Oh, what? Alright, out next week. Bunch of stuff.
Nothing that I read.
Nothing that you read.
I mean, there may be that I'm not positive on. However, I am thinking about picking up Fight Like a Girl.
It's pretty good.
And trying to find the first two issues, see if I can get into that, because it seems interesting. And then there actually is a new one coming out this week. It Powers, issue number one.
Yes, which is what that TV show, which by TV show, I mean that Xbox show is going... Is it Xbox or PlayStation? Guys, this is where our knowledge is lacking in the video game department. I apologize.
Every platform is now coming up with this instant video thing. Instant video on PlayStation,
yeah.
Instant video on Xbox, instant video on Amazon, Hulu, Netflix.
But do you know what the most important thing about the Powers show is?
What?
Eddie Izzard.
Oh, well, that's appealing. Loved him when he was on Hannibal. See how I can always bring it back around?
You can always bring it to Hannibal. Yes, you can.
Yeah, no. Fun stuff.
That's apparently your new trick. It's like your 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's your
yeah.
6 degrees of Hannibal.
Now it's 6 degrees of Mads Mikkelsen. Like, the end. Let's see how many people I can recruit.
I'm not seeing Eddie is. Interestingly enough, I'm not seeing. I was trying to find out the character name for Eddie Izzard's role on Powers, and I'm not seeing him on IMDb, but I know he's on the show because he did the panel at Comic-Con. I don't think he would have just been hanging out doing a panel.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indication of whether or not
someone's
going to do it.
Here we go. Wolf. Oh, his name is Wolf already. I'm ready.
Like a W-O-L-F, or is there an E on the end?
There's an E at the end, but that does not matter to me. Because if it's a show about people with superpowers and you name someone Wolf...
He may not be a wolf.
That's gotta be awesome.
Oh my word. I'm sure that will be coming at us anytime soon.
So yeah. This has been a comic book for years, but they're doing a show tie-in type deal.
Aha.
And that's what the relaunch... They're saying it's almost like a relaunch, but it's going to be, like, the perfect starting place for someone who has never read the comics, but also not annoying to people who have.
That's good if they can pull that off. We shall see.
We shall see. Alright, I think that's... Oh, one other thing. Which I don't think made it out on the thing that I sent to you, and I apologize. Speaking of comics, really cool. Image Comics is now going to do mail order subscriptions.
Yes, this is awesome.
Which, the only drawback I see to this is the fact that you have to wait till the end of the month to get your comics.
But for people like me who can't make it to the comic book store more than once or twice a month,
Ranging from prices in the 30s, in the 20s, I think. I think I saw something for 25 or ish, up to about 40 something. Or you can order all of the titles for $1,000 and some odd, you know.
A month?
Pocket change. It's a 12 issues. Each one's a 12 issue subscription.
Oh, okay. So you get a year's worth of comics.
Right.
With one comic?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They range from...
Okay, so it's like I could get my year's worth of Angela of Asgard if it goes that long.
If it was for... an Image comic.
Yeah, yes. That's what I mean. Like, this is just an example. If it were an Image comic. At the...
Copperhead. You can order Copperhead. It's on the list.
Oh, that was awesome. I probably should do that because I still don't have issues 3 and 4.
So it wouldn't start you with the first one. It would start you with
whatever's coming up. That's really cool. But it's $25 for the year.
No, it's not. It's not. Each one has a different price, so it depends on the title.
Okay, but in theory, if this particular title could be $25, whatever, for the year's worth of comics, what about shipping?
There is a minimum shipping price. I forget what it is.
Built into the price?
No.
Okay. Well, that's bully on them.
Well, you know, but the way they have grouped their shipping, they're doing it the cheapest way they can for you.
Well, that's sweet of Image.
And the way I figure it, if it's coming directly from the comic book publisher, they're gonna know how to package it. So if you're a collector, you're probably gonna get it in the best possible condition.
There you go. Pretty cool.
And they have a ton of titles thus far.
You know what's funny? It's like we're going back in time.
Dude, I prefer... I had written an article for the website, and I was saying, I really just prefer to hold the book.
No, me too. It's just the whole mail order subscription thing.
Yes.
Is kind of going back in time. Not far back in time. But back in time to when, like, mail order magazines and things were the norm.
True. Dude, I just like getting mail, so this is even
And that's, I think, better. the new outcropping is, like, people of our generation. I say our generation like we're
so old.
But people of our generation are going back to those types of things. Like, reusable items in the household and things like that. Like, diminishing our carbon footprint, we're all kind of going back in time to that, and we're all going, you know what was really fun when we were kids? Getting mail.
Right. Although, technically, getting hard copies of comics does not diminish your carbon footprint.
Pardon me, no, it doesn't. You're actually killing trees. But I'm just saying...
But for a good cause.
But, I mean, that's just an example of the, you know, we're yes. reusable, this, that, and
we're
the other thing.
We're reverting back. But the really interesting thing, too, about it, one of the other benefits to ordering through this Image service is, depending on how many titles you get more of a percentage off. So if you subscribe to 2 titles, then you're going to get 10% off the cover price for all those subscriptions. If you do 4 or more, 20% off. If you do 10 or more, then you get 30% off. And if you subscribe to all of the titles, you receive 35% off.
I don't know anyone who reads every comic.
I mean,
technically... One of my friends at the comic book store does. He reads everything that comes out every week to talk about it on his podcast.
They don't read everything that comes out.
Practically,
but not everything.
Not every single thing.
And they were saying there will be a shipping and service charge depending on your preference that starts at as little as $1 per issue.
See, that's not too horrible. When I ordered my first issue of Exiles Season 10 from TFAW, it was $3.99, and then I feel like they charged me three something in shipping. Which I was like, you just charged me double. But, I got it bagged and boarded, and I wanted it that way. So,
There you go.
you know, you have to be
But
choosy.
yes, they also have several titles up for subscription. Everything from older comics like The Walking Dead to newer stuff like Bitch Planet is up there for $42.
Okay.
Copperhead is 42 as well. I'm looking for
Ouch.
like a lower.
I forget what the cover price on Copperhead is. I think it's $4.99.
That makes sense.
Yes. But anyway, that's pretty awesome. I wonder if anybody else is gonna go suit or take, what's the word I'm looking for?
Follow
Follow
suit?
suit. Thank you. Follow
Go
suit.
suit.
Go suit. We're gonna go suit.
Go suit, go.
Anywho, this is how you know that I have work brain right now. I'm tired. But anyway, I think that's pretty much everything that we had to chit chat about, which
Tune
is
in next week for more
coolio.
fun and shenanigans where I will be more properly caffeinated. I'm still
Hopefully.
plucky, though.
You're still rather plucky. We're both conscious, that's all that matters. But anywho, until next week, you guys, if you know the answer to any of our questions, please feel free to email us. We're itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com. Or
Or
tweet
if you
us.
have any questions to give us.
Or a question, or a comment. Or what, a suggestion on a comic book you think we should read. Whatever. Or a show we should watch, or a really crappy 80s movie that Kate should watch.
Or your own opinions on eye candy. Come on, guys.
Or that. Please feel free to email us or tweet us at allgeek2, the number 2, me radio on Twitter. And until next week, I am Kate.
And I'm Em, wishing you a happy week of geek.